A state senator and certified public accountant says the state needs to take a hard look at its tax laws. State Senator Chris Telfer believes part of the problem behind the Facebook tax confusion is outdated law. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb reports.
State Senator Chris Telfer of Bend believes the Oregon Department of Revenue is wrong in calling the Facebook data center in Prineville a utility. It's a designation that comes along with Central Taxing Authority and other more vague issues like taxing intangible assets.
You know, we had legislation this last session, Yahoo running into a similar problem. And
Yahoo also has a data center in the state of Nebraska. Officials there tell us it's not treated like a utility, so the concept of intangible assets is not an issue.
It's basically an archaic statute. It's Oregon operating in an old, archaic manner, trying to deal with 21st century communications. So what we really need to be doing is looking at the statutes and modernizing them. Is Facebook a utility? They're trying to assess them as a utility. And then they're trying to assess them on basically blue sky, the intangibles. Now, how do you value that?
Other states with big data centers like Washington and Iowa also tell KBND News that they do not treat them like a utility. I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.
Well, there's a snafu over funding that's supposed to be coming to OSU Cascades. State Senator Chris Telfer was on KBND's Your Town yesterday morning. She explains the problem.
We have an issue where we're being told that the funding for OSU Cascades that we thought we approved this last session apparently didn't get approved. So I've been working with the treasurer on trying to free that money up, and treasurer's office is telling me that the Ways and Means co-chair Dennis Richardson pulled it at the last minute. Well, I don't think that was true. So I just got a call from his office saying, no, he didn't pull it. And so we're kind of trying to scramble around, trying to figure out where this money went and why supposedly it's not being released.
Telfer believes the issue will be resolved eventually. In a worst case scenario, she says the school might have to borrow some money in the short term while they iron out the confusion. But that isn't ideal because OSU Cascades would then have to pay interest on that money until the state funding comes in. Was Lori Blaylock's death murder or self-defense? 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer has the latest from the ongoing trial.
Prosecutors claim Blaylock's death was murder. The defense says Stephen Blaylock was acting in self-defense in a physical altercation with his wife Lori when she was killed. Defense attorneys claim Lori was drunk when she got into a physical fight with Stephen last October, punching him violently. Prosecutors refute that claim, saying photos taken of him at the time Lori went missing show no such injuries. Deschutes County DA Patrick Flaherty told jurors, a couple days after Lori went missing and they returned with a search warrant, they found a confession letter.
What I've done can't be forgiven. I just snapped. Should have been man enough to walk away. Can't spend the rest of my life in prison.
For Blaylock to be convicted of murder, the jury must believe that Blaylock intentionally caused his wife's death. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
Meantime, the Bend man charged with raping a woman that he met on a dating service will not go to trial until next summer. Thomas Bray at that time will also face new charges that have since come to light, and that's what's delaying the start of the trial. There are 11 new charges of rape, strangulation, and assault. They involve a second woman that came up last February. Bray's trial was to start in December. Now with these additional charges, his trial will not start until July of 2012. The Historical Haunts of Downtown Bend walking tour promises to be educational and a bit spooky at the same time. Vanessa Ivey, manager of the Deschutes Historical Museum, says last year's tour was so successful, they expanded it this year to 3 nights.
We basically leave from the museum and we end at the Tower Theater. We hit 6 different buildings along the way, and the focus is on the history. And then we throw in the different little paranormal experiences that we have heard and kind of flavor it up for the holiday.
Ivy says, as an example, the museum has always had their friendly ghost, George. They believe it to be that of George Brosterhouse, the builder of Reed School, which is now the museum's home. He was tragically killed in a construction accident. The tour continues tonight and again on Saturday. They begin at 4 p.m. Cost is $10 per person. Dave Jarvis, KBND Radio News.